TV producers Joshua Brand and John Falzi created the series Saint Elsewhere. They're currently represented in prime time with Emmy Award-winning series on two networks, Northern Exposure on CBS and I'll Fly Away on NBC. Tonight, Brand and Falzi make it a three-network sweep with the ABC premiere of Going to Extremes. It's a comedy drama about students at an unaccredited Caribbean medical school. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
At first, it sounds like Brand and Falzi are ripping off their own successful formulas. Going to Extremes has got the hassled med students from St. Elsewhere, and the prejudice-shattering lessons from I'll Fly Away, and, most obviously, it's a warm-weather variation of Northern Exposure. Instead of a fictional town full of quirky people in Alaska, Going to Extremes has a fictional island full of quirky people in the Bahamas. But you know what? It works great, and it establishes its own identity right from the start. The biggest and best thing that Going to Extremes has in common with the other Brand and Falzi shows is that wherever you turn, the characters, and the actors playing them, fascinate and surprise you. In the classroom, there are strange teachers like Dr. Henry Croft, who financed and built the school. Croft is played by Roy Dotrice, the father figure from TV's Beauty and the Beast. Here, he's like a shipwrecked version of John Houseman from The Paper Chase, with a lot of Ernest Hemingway thrown in for good measure.
Now what you see standing before you is a mutt, much like yourselves. A graduate of a two-bit rinky-dink college and a medical school even rinkier dinkier. No pedigree, no papers, no bloodlines. So what did I do? Go belly up? Become a butcher like my old man? No way, not this canine. I scratched and clawed my way in and up. When I invented my joint replacement system and sold the patent for $55 million, I swore I'd come back for the rest of you strays and show those pansy-assed elitists in the medical establishment just what it really takes to be a doctor.
Students also interact with teachers outside of the classroom. In this scene, a first-year student played by Daniel Jenkins plays beach blanket bingo with a very sultry instructor played by June Chappell.
You've been a very naughty boy.
Beg your pardon?
You've been watching me in your house through binoculars.
Oh. No, actually, I was looking for a dolphin out there, and the fact that you happened to enter my line of vision naked was purely luck.
And finally, as part of their medical training, the students give free health care to the local residents, whose reactions, like the plot lines on Going to Extremes, are anything but predictable. Here's a second-year student, played by Andrew Lauer, counseling a patient with some very serious symptoms.
I'm concerned that the reason that your hand hasn't healed is that you may have a disease called diabetes mellitus. Now, in order to find out if you have that disease, we have to run some tests, which we can schedule at the medical school. And if we find out that you really have it, then we can work on managing it, okay?
What? You crazy man. I am fine. Just swap the arm. Sweat up and everything going to be all right.
Not if you have diabetes. You could lose your hand.
What are you talking about? I come to you to fix my hand and you can't do it. You think I am sick? I can knock you down if I want to.
Eric Lenoville, who just won an Emmy for directing I'll Fly Away, directs the pilot of Going to Extremes and even appears as a student in one scene, which is a neat little touch. On St. Elsewhere, Lenoville played Luther Hawkins, a hospital orderly who had dreams of becoming a doctor. So it's quite possible Luther would have ended up at some low-rent offshore med school like this one, and I like the idea that his character might resurface here. What I like most of all, though, is that Brand and Falzi have established one more weekly dose of terrific television. That's 3 hours, three networks, and three different nights, so you can watch them all. And if you care about quality TV, you should try to.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.